Tuesday City Hall updates, our last Tuesday of March 2022, Mayor.
Yes. Goodbye.
And good riddance.
Absolutely.
Cold enough for you?
Yeah, you know, it's yesterday coming out. I guess I wasn't expecting it, but we turn on the corner. We'll be squawking about the heat before we know it.
I won't squawk. I might complain a bit, but no squawking.
All right, that's the deal.
Yeah. You're going to be out in the cold, actually, in Quincy Center this morning, are you not?
Yes, actually, I have Secretary of Transportation Jamie Tesler coming to the city at 9 this morning. We're going to be walking, looking at a number of locations, including the Quincy Center station, garage, etc. Also, the rest of the downtown to outline the rest of our parking needs going forward, and hopefully either through some federal and state assistance we'll get some help with it. We're going to need another garage on the McConville, the General's Park side, as we build out that portion of the square. So, we're going to walk around. He's familiar with Quincy because he's a South Shore guy, but we're going to walk in detail, show him all the projects going on and some of the challenges infrastructure-wise, and what can the state do for us, you know. So,
is there federal money that might be coming into play?
It could be federal, could be state, could be a combination of both.
Okay.
We've been pretty successful at attaining those funds. We've got good relationships, and Congressman Lynch has never let us down, and the governor's never let us down. So we certainly will be playing all our cards for this.
Are there plans to replace the T station garage?
Yeah, well, the T isn't calling for a new parking there as part of their master plan. In fact, I got a tour later in the week with the general manager of the T, who's also coming out, Steve Poptek. In the T requirements going forward, they're not putting out for public parking. But we, for the development purposes around the station, we want some parking.
Sure.
So it's going to be a combination of the city, the developer, and the state, MBTA specifically, how we work out the design, the replacement of the station. Everybody knows that station is in poor condition. And, you get out of that station and you're, I don't know, 75 yards from the two presidents and their wives, and it's not a very pretty entrance, you know, when you start out from the station. Quickly changes when you go into the common.
Yeah.
But the station needs a lot of TLC, and I know that they're looking at it also from a perspective of operations. How can they improve things for operations? And one of those is to move the busway to the Bergen Parkway side, get it out of the congestion on Hancock Street. Bergen's a four-lane road, get them in and out of there, and I think that's going to be a big improvement, and that's going to allow us to kind of move forward with the conceptuals on the development stuff. So, there's a lot of moving parts on that one, because it's station replacement, it's development, it's bus operation changes, there's a good commuter rail there, the platform issues, and when you're constructing or building over the air rights, that makes things even more difficult permitting-wise. So a long way to go, but we've got the attention of both the Secretary of Transportation and the General Manager of the MBTA.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be walking through those issues.
It does sound like things are starting to heat up again in that area after the pandemic probably put the brakes on a lot of development like that.
Yeah, I think that the combination of things and of course with the T operationally, the federal money came in handy big time because, ridership went down dramatically. They were still renting trains and buses, but very few people were on them.
Right.
So you weren't bringing the revenue in at the same time. So that revenue loss funding from the federal government was huge and a big help. So, yeah, now there's just far more attention being paid to the improvement projects around the T. I've been around, wearing my T hat. I've been to a number of communities. Last week I was in Ashland, City of Lynn, City of Newton, Natick, looking at some of their challenges and how we're doing overall as a T. Some of these commuter rail stations weren't ADA accessible. We're working on that issue, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Wollaston, a few years ago, was done all over. They were the last on the subway stations not to be ADA handicapped. So there's still a long way to go. The federal government money's been helpful. The governor's done a great job providing resources, but the T was let go for so long that it takes years to catch up on the system maintenance and improvements and so forth,
Sure. Speaking of development, I know that the next phase of development, major development, will be in Wollaston Center, and Planning Board is taking that up tomorrow, actually.
Yes, we have the planning board doing their piece of it, and of course it's also at the city council level, and I believe Dave McCarthy chairs the ordinance committee, and he'll be holding a meeting on it as well. It's essentially to create an overlay in that district, to create a urban redevelopment district like we did in the downtown, not of the same magnitude. The downtown's obviously bigger, the buildings are higher, although Wollaston Center has two high-rises that have been there for a long time, mm-hmm. when you think about it. But, yeah, so it's time to really incentivize development in the Wollaston section. It has been in decline for some time. So we're hoping that the combination of what we're doing with the landowners down there, as well as this urban redevelopment district, that will create some opportunities for obviously developers to spend money in the district, but also to change the look of the district. And we don't want to lose the kind of the village feel of it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's an awful lot of vacancies through there, and the buildings are tired. Right by a brand new T station, so I think there's going to be some interest on the development side to do something nice.
Would the city be purchasing any property?
Not at this point. Okay. I know that we've got to deal with a drainage issue over by the CVS parking lot that's been an issue for a long time. I mean, you know, where Tobin Towers is was a swamp when I was a kid. So
really? Oh.
That was always a low-lying area that was problematic with, obviously, heavy rain. So we're dealing with that engineering-wise and how we can fix that at the same time. We certainly want to make a problem worse and create additional issues. So that's one challenge. And then, of course, you know, looking at the entire district, how we look at whether we have any pocket parks down there, replacement of sidewalks and streets, and you know, check out the lighting systems, the light poles, and they need improvements. So those public improvements that we would normally do would be on the table as well. But it's like looking at it in as a whole, but at the same time, it's broken out into several blocks,
mm-hmm.
and so not much different than the downtown. We'll look kind of a block at a time.
Okay.
Obviously, in the end, you want them to be in concert, but I don't see a master developer doing the entire Wollaston Center. So,
yeah. Would this maybe go quicker? There wouldn't be any LDAs really if there's no city property, right?
No, that's correct. Yeah. It's pure. Pure permitting with the planning board, with public meetings, but
right.
Yeah, there aren't any of those types of issues at this point.
Interesting. Okay. Would the state actually have to ultimately approve this as well?
Yeah, I think they'll have to sign off on it, but okay. It's not nearly as complicated as the downtown was, so
yeah.
I don't see a big issue there.
Okay.
DHCD, I think, is the one that would, Department of Housing and Community Development, mm-hmm. that would have some say on it.
Okay. Mayor, I know we've talked about this before on this program, but as you're well aware, there was a rally at the Hancock Adams Common yesterday about the statues of John and Abigail, and I know we've talked about it before, but maybe if you wanted to reiterate the plans for
that. I think it was on Saturday, right?
Saturday, pardon me, yes.
Just to reiterate to people that the statues were commissioned by the Quincy Partnership, which was a private nonprofit. They did a lot of neat projects for the city. Uplighting, Welcome to Quincy signs. It was chaired by Eddie Cohen. I belonged to it. Bob Curry, Mark Burtman, a number of local businessmen, Timmy Cahill, Marion Peake, a bunch of people were involved in it. And it was a great thing because it was raising private money to do some cool things in the city. And one of them was commissioning Lloyd Lilly to do the two statues that were placed out. Well, then Hancock Street was coming through.
Yep.
Before we created the park. And so we talked about, at that time, the Adams and Hancock statues were first, but we also talked about significant monuments to the First Ladies, both Abigail and Louisa Catherine, as well as John Quincy, because, you know, those are the major players in our history, and so we have always had plans to continue to do that. In fact, I've talked publicly about the Performing Arts Center, which is going to become more real in the coming weeks,
mm-hmm.
To be named for the First Ladies and to honor them with beautiful sculptures in a grand lobby at the Performing Arts Center. I think it's going to be incredible. That's the part of the vision of the downtown. In the meantime, The other two statues are in storage. Mr. Cohen, the chair of this partnership, was trying to get them located on the Park Service grounds of the birthplaces.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few years dealing with that bureaucracy, the federal government at the various levels, it's never easy to to get answers. It's just not efficient. It's so big. Too many people have to sign off. So I think there was more than 3 years at the table there. Mr. Cohen came back to the city and asked if they could be placed. Again, these are privately controlled, not owned by the city of Quincy. So he asked if we could put them at Marymount Park, which was given by the Adams family, and there are some other monuments up there, and that's the direction we're headed. So I expect this spring that they'll be placed at Marymount Park, unless Mr. Cohen has some other thoughts. But so that's where it is right now, Joe. You know.
Okay, very good. Appreciate the update, as always, Mayor.
No, my pleasure. Enjoy the day.
Bundle up.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.